Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Lee Syatt episode. I learned about Lee just, going through the internet, and I saw a thing on Joe Rogan where he was high off edibles on the Joey Diaz podcast, and it said Lee Syatt in outer space, and it really got my attention. So that's my favorite part, is when he talked about how he ate really strong edibles and how he went into outer space and he was really tripping out during the podcast. I also liked, we talked about poo for about 20 minutes. So I hope you enjoy it, and thanks for tuning in. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Very special guest tonight. Please welcome podcaster, comedian, Lee Syatt.
Thank you for having me, buddy.
Thanks for coming. Sorry, my FIFA was on.
No, I'm just jealous that you have one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm playing.
And then you can play piano.
Do you like the? What do you think about the soda?
Oh my God, I love the soda.
What do you like about it? It's what does it remind you of? Welch's?
What, I don't think it was Welch's when I was growing up. It was just, maybe it wasn't Fanta, but it was a bottle of grape soda. Then you never have grape or orange soda anymore. Damn. Are they a sponsor?
Do you even know Hanson's? No, but I would love, can we do a little shout out? I would love Hanson's as a sponsor. So
I'm trying to get into commercial acting, so.
Hanson's Natural Soda, please sponsor the Stevie Weeby Show. Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
It's refreshing, isn't it? You said before the cameras were on, you could drink a 12-pack of this.
Oh my, I'm not a drinker. It never appealed to me because it doesn't taste good.
Yeah.
Like, there's a couple things that I like. Like, I'll drink cider. I'm a fucking dork.
Okay.
Just because it looks like a beer.
Apple cider?
They have a fucking pear. I had a fucking, like, a strawberry one or I had a cherry one the other day.
Yeah.
And it was good, but it's... I feel like a dork. You feel like... Girl, I did my first semester of college in Israel because I really wanted to go to Emerson College. And they didn't accept me until January.
Yeah.
And now I wish I had... Because I didn't really like it. It was fine.
Yeah.
But I went to Israel because I'm Jewish and that's where we go.
Cool, man.
And I was in a bar. I was 18 and I had never really drank before. Mm. And I ordered a Smirnoff Ice, a strawberry one. But the waitress...
pretty rough for your first drink, huh?
No, I had one like a day or two before.
Yeah.
And it tasted like soda, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
But all the waitresses, everyone in Israel goes to the army.
Oh.
So I had a very pretty waitress. Yeah. And she looked at me when I ordered that. She says, "Are you a man?" I said, I think so. And she's like, "Go have a beer."
Yeah.
So that was my introduction to drinking. Yeah, I love this shit.
My old neighbor was two Israeli brothers. And
oh, my God.
I worked for the other neighbor, Shlomi.
That sounds Israeli.
Yeah, and he had his own locksmith business
out of his apartment, dude. Like he had like computers.
Just breaking into other apartments.
Oh no, no! I just literally, I just had to walk out the door. I was at his, like he had a whole operation, and I had to write fake reviews for his locksmith. Like, you know, I was locked out of my 2001 Corolla, and I called Shlomi's locksmith, and he was here within 30 seconds.
Like, he's the best review locksmith on Yelp. He's yeah. like, this guy has a thousand reviews. Yeah,
dude, I wrote him like hundreds of reviews. I wrote all night.
That's funny.
And then he would go, Steve, I'm bringing girl over, so keep it down. I'll try to. And then he would
go
just
back to your apartment and write.
Bring girls back up there. I'd be working the night shift. Yeah.
Oh my God. How many reviews do you think you wrote?
Oh, dude, I lost count, dude. They were all lies. They were all lies. None of it happened. He paid me under the table a wad of cash.
Oh, he actually paid you?
Yeah.
I thought he paid you in like falafel or something.
No, people don't really pay
in LA. I'm surprised. Well, dude, at least he paid you.
You don't want to mess with Israelis, dude.
No.
Israelis got their stuff together, man.
Especially because they come out of the army. They have, like, they have to run up. I don't know if you know about Israel, but they have this mountain called Mount Masada.
Israel?
Like, yeah, it's like the story is like the, I think it was the Romans were killing all the Jews.
Yeah.
And they had one last encampment on top of a mountain.
Uh-huh.
And it was, and the only reason they survived so long was because there was like a goat path in back.
Mm-hmm.
So the Israeli army now, like people go like me, like little teenagers go and hike and it takes hours. The Israeli army train and they run with like huge backpacks up and down the mountain.
It ain't nothing.
They don't give a shit. Like it's 100 degrees here right now.
Oh my God.
And they don't give a fuck in Israel.
He used to say, like, I remember they'd smoke cigarettes out front and he'd go, Steve, see that person over there? And I'm like, what? He's like, no problem. I throw a grenade. Gone. These guys were gnarly, dude.
Oh my God.
Like one brother, no, this is not Shlomi. One brother had his own roof business. The other one had his own plumbing. They all have their own businesses.
Yeah.
What is it about Israel? They're just, they figure it out.
Even more than Israelis, the Arab people over there are the best salesmen that I've ever, like, cause if you go into the markets, they see a white guy and they literally will drag you in. I had a guy once, cause I was trying to be nice and not buy anything, but I was like, you know, I'm just kind of busy. He's like, I'll come back tomorrow. He's like, give me your ID and come back tomorrow and buy something. And I was like, no, I'm not going to give you my ID, but it works.
Wow.
I came back and I had bought like a blanket, a fucking like ashtray for my mom. My mom doesn't even smoke. They will trick you to buy anything.
How long were you out there, man?
I was out there for 6 months. It was 2008, 2007, and they still had one of the slide credit card machines.
Oh, damn.
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I was hoping the charge wouldn't go through, but it did. I was like, that can't still work, but it did.
What are the top three things about Israel? Just the viewers out there, they might.
Israel's great. The food's great.
Mm-hmm.
I know, surprise, surprise, I like the food. It's a lot like California because you have like the south is the desert, but the up north, Haifa is the best. Haifa like is up north. It's like,
is that by Tel Aviv or?
Tel Aviv is sort of like in the middle south, like on the east coast, I guess.
Yeah,
and that's kind of like Miami. I didn't spend much time there.
So there's clubs because they talk about clubbing. These brothers,
I drank absinthe in Israel, but they didn't do it over the sugar cube, so it didn't. I didn't get fucked up. It burned for like hours.
So explain to the viewers what that is.
It's supposed to make you hallucinate. Now, and we're gonna talk about it. I think in a minute.
Yeah,
I've hallucinated for real.
I'm bringing it up,
but it's supposed to make you hallucinate. And they had it in a fucking. I went to go see. I'm not really a big music guy.
Yeah.
And I'm not a rave guy.
Yeah.
But they have an Israeli band called Infected Mushroom.
Whoa, that's the name of the band?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And
psychedelic rock, huh?
It's like sort of electronic, but they also have a band, like they have a guitar and a drum player. And I went into a warehouse in Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
And it was the best thing I've ever seen, but I don't do shit. Like, I've never done ecstasy. I never did any of that. And when I came back, I'd go see them. I'd be the only dude not fucked up. I barely drank. I just loved them.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're, but they're really nice.
Uh-huh,
as much as they can be fucking crazy,
mm-hmm.
they'll Like, I remember the guy who I lived with when I was over there. I was 18. He was in his mid-20s. Took me to the train station when I was leaving and helped me with my bags. They'll do a lot for you. So
yeah, that's cool,
man. They're good people.
Do you want me to get you a napkin? You're sweating.
No, I'm always going to be sweating.
No, I just want to, you know, it's just
I'll be like a black comedian and just have a towel on my shoulder.
Starbucks napkins. Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off, but the way I'm going to be honest with you. The way I really discovered you, I was on YouTube one night. And, I Joe Rogan pops up or this might pop, like, you know, conspiracy theory podcast. But then you popped up and the title of the video was Lee Saya in Outer Space.
I love that the guy. Thank you for using my full name in that video, by the way, because my mom saw it.
Yeah.
that was a fun conversation.
You look like you were tripping, dude.
Yeah, basically to her, I was overdosing, which was not.
Yeah.
And I was just super I won.
I want to hear the whole story, by the way. So go ahead if you just whenever you're ready.
So it was Dean Del Rey and Rainin Bozzio were on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. In which podcast?
The Church of What's Happening Now. Check it out on iTunes, out YouTube, anywhere you want.
Them. Yeah, is that Joey Diaz's thing?
Yes, sir. Church of What's Happening. Yeah, he's because I never really did that. I smoked weed a couple times in high school. Nothing really much.
So you were. Dude, it must have been potent to you, dude.
Well, because it was a couple of years ago, I think.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've been with Joey now for 7 years.
Yeah.
Then it was probably around 5.
Okay.
So I was better, but like, so now, like, if you look at edibles, most of them are like 10 milligram servings.
Right.
At most, they're 100 milligrams.
Yeah.
We went through like a 3 to 4 year period on the podcast where we would start with 1,200, 1,500. Like the most I've taken is 3,000.
Off top? Like in one night?
Not even in one go. He'll just line them up and be like, we're doing this now. And people would make fun of me because they were called the stars of death. So I would take them like pills, chew them and swallow them. And Joey fucking has been doing drugs for longer than I've been alive. So he can just take them. To me, it just imagine trying to eat fucking 20 gummy, like huge gummy bears. And they were fun, but it was just, I would get fucked up. You've had Theo Von on here.
Yeah.
One of the first times I did mushrooms, I was just giggling the whole time with Theo Von.
Oh, you're with Theo?
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Theo, too. Yeah.
Done acid with Ralphie May. Scared the shit out of me.
Rest in peace, Ralphie May.
He had a yellow bracelet on, and he was being nice. He was trying to calm me down, but he'd be like, look at the yellow.
Oh, my God.
At the end of the podcast, he pretended like it was a snake and kind of like lunged at me, and on acid, that shit was scary as fuck. Yeah.
So that night with Joey, like, how did the night start? Like, when did that, how did
just
this happen?
So many fucking edibles. It was, to be honest, I don't remember how many I took.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting
but
in like 20 years.
Did he switch the packaging? I heard.
That was earlier in my training.
Oh, okay. So this night he didn't. He didn't switch the packaging.
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
But who knows? Like now, like he'll give me stuff with the wrappers open,
mm-hmm.
and he'll be like, I didn't do anything. This is how it came. I'm like, this is not, the wrapper's not supposed to be ripped already. And I just take it.
This before podcasting?
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, and that's, it's like, as soon as he gets there, he has a backpack that is basically a traveling dispensary. And he'll just pull stuff out of it. It's too much. It's not too much. I guess for him, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was a little too much. And I just didn't, because I have to switch cameras.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd switched the right camera, and I didn't. And I was just leaning back, letting it hit me while they were fucking talking.
Yeah. How long? Tell me about the progression of, were they chocolates or gummy bears?
No,
or?
These are the stars of death.
The stars of death. So
those
what
are
just
they? Gummies. Yeah.
Oh, they're gummies.
Yes.
Okay. So how long does it take for it to kick in?
Well, Joey doesn't really like to wait. So what we would do is we would take the gummies, take about 3 or 4 bong hits. Maybe I would take 2. But
this
his
is before podcast.
Oh yeah, it's
it's just that laxed. It must be the most liberal laxed.
Oh, he doesn't drug test, thank God. He'd be fucked if he did.
So this is before the cameras are rolling.
Oh yeah, I mean, as soon as he walks in. For an 8 o'clock podcast, he'll get there between like 7:30 and 7:45, and we'll just start. I mean, now in the last year, we've kind of slowed down a little bit.
Yeah.
Just because, like, there were a couple times where we'd fall asleep. Like, not fall asleep, but like you saw, I'm just kind of like leaning. Like, it's kind of hard to hold the conversation.
Out there, man.
He can hold the conversation.
You're on a different plane. it looked like. Because your eyes were like rolling back. You're like,
well, because he fucking, the part that's, it's not scary, that's not the right word.
Yeah.
But on that podcast, he bumps like Black Sabbath. There's a song, the one that really...
Is he into, I didn't know he's into like a heavy, it was a heavy metal guy.
Oh yeah, he loves all Led Zeppelin.
Like, Iron Maiden?
I think he likes Iron Maiden. Right. But the one that gets me, because when I'm high, you think about stuff. The one that I still hate it. It's Hell Is For Children by, it's a female singer.
Hey, look that up, Chris.
I'm blanking on her name. But it's
heavy metal?
Not really. It's more, maybe it's a rock ballad, I guess.
Yeah.
It's Hell Is For Children, and it's talking about, like, Hell Is For, and I'm fucking just freaking out. But this one.
Was it that night that
No, okay.
Oh, Pat Benatar.
Yeah, Pat Benatar.
Oh, Pat Benatar's wrote that, huh?
Oh, Shan, she's great, but yeah. To hear Hell Is For Children. Yeah. And there's another song, I think it's a Black Sabbath song called Changes. And that's what he calls Lee Side in Outer Space. He says, I'm going through changes.
Oh.
And it's the truth. Yeah. And that night, the thing that was getting me was he was playing a lot of heavy, a song with like heavy bass.
Yeah.
And when
he bumps it, he's got speakers in there?
Like he does have speakers, but we were just doing it on the headphones.
Oh, so he's playing through the, oh, I didn't know that. He's playing through the headphones.
It gets your heart beat, and it gets my heart going, especially when I'm fucked up. Mm-hmm. So, and he get, whenever I take the headphones off, he's like, put the headphones back on, you need to hear this. And it's just fucking intense. So
this is pre-podcasting.
Well, no, the Lee Side in Outer Space was on a podcast that was mid-podcast.
Yeah. So it took what, like how long for it to really come over you? Like, was it a gradual thing?
Not really. Well, the thing, he's like a mad scientist with weed. The bong hits get you high almost immediately.
Right.
And by the time the bong hits are wearing off, probably 20 to 30 minutes later, the edibles are kicking in. So there's not really a break. There are times like where I would like he'll leave and we put up the podcast that night. I'll sometimes just pass out in my chair, wake up at 3 a.m. in the studio with all the lights on, the door open. And I'm like, huh, what's happening? Like I lived with a girl for about a year.
I didn't mean to laugh at
it. No, it's funny. So funny. I would get home and I would just pass out on my couch and she'd come out at 6 a.m. for work. Like, get in bed. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I couldn't make it to bed. Yeah. I was fucked up.
Yeah. Did you hallucinate that night?
No, I've hallucinated a little bit on acid and on mushrooms.
Yeah.
But on weed, and that's a weird thing. When you say 3,000, people look at you weird. I get higher now on like 600, which is still a lot.
Yeah.
But I think at some point with 3,000, your body just kind of turns off. Your body's like, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Like, this is not cool.
So that's what happened that night.
Because
you shut off, right?
I can't make it through that video. I watched like 5 seconds of it.
Oh, you can't watch it now.
I don't like watching
it.
Yeah,
okay.
But,
you don't mind talking about it, though, right?
No, okay. After my mom, I was hoping my mom would never see it. Like,
your mom discovered it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you Google me, when Joe Rogan tweets something, a million people see it. So
yeah, yeah.
At some point, it's like, Joey used to joke because we have ZipRecruiter as a sponsor.
Yeah. What's that?
It's a job hunting website.
Okay, cool.
And I can't, like, they banned me from ZipRecruiter. Like, I can't, they're not, no one will ever hire me. So I'm stuck here for a while. But luckily,
dude,
it's fun.
Dude, that's cool. I mean, because you already have your career set in stone.
Yeah,
you got
this is where I thought I'd be.
Yeah. When that video, like, because it went kind of viral, wouldn't you say?
A couple times.
Yeah.
Joe likes to keep playing it, so thank you.
So how has your life changed from, because it's like, like I said before the camera started rolling, it's kind of like a meme now, kind of like outer space or people might.
You know what? My life really hasn't changed. It's kind of weird.
No one has like spotted you on the streets or anything?
Not just from that video yet. Mm-hmm. From the podcast, which is cool for me. Like I moved here in 2010.
From where?
From Boston.
From Boston.
And I moved out here to be a TV editor.
Oh.
And I did that for a few years, but 6 months in, I met Joey.
Yeah. How'd you meet Joey Diaz?
Facebook.
Really?
Yeah, I had a great job. Shout out to America's Funniest Home Videos. They were very nice to me.
Yeah, I remember that channel.
Oh, it's still on.
Yeah,
it's,
man, that was a good show.
It's 30 years old.
That's like on regular TV.
They have, what's his name? the guy from Fresh Prince, his cousin.
Oh, okay.
Carlton.
Hosted now. Yeah.
But I worked there, and they were very nice, and because the show's going hiatus here, but they kept me on for the summer, and I had to pretend like I was working. There was nothing to do. So I sent Joey a message, and I said, I want to work for a comedian, but I don't want to come off as creepy.
What do you
recommend? And he sent me a message, and what are your ideas? And that turned into like a web series, a couple CDs.
Wow.
And then we just started. I was working nights on Hell's Kitchen. I like that show too. That was the coolest, probably the biggest show.
Chef Ramsay?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah, I never met him, but he apparently he's nicer than
the show, because he's always kind of a mean guy.
I don't want to ruin. I signed an NDA, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. But we could edit it.
No.
Oh, okay.
No problem. I think people know now that he's probably not a mean person. But I would work from 7 to 5, and then I'd go to Joey's house at 6 in the morning, and we do the podcast. We did the podcast for like a year and a half at 6 in the morning.
What? That's just you and Joey?
Yeah, we'd have call-ins from his friends. We got the occasional guest, but it's kind of hard to get a guest to come over at 6 a.m.
So
we didn't have much.
What
were the guests that early on?
I think we mainly got calls. I don't think we got anyone in studio.
Yeah.
Maybe Felicia Michaels once. But the rest of them were calls, like a lot of East Coast people, because it was 9 a.m.
Which is
still early for comedians.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was just a great. When we talked about doing this, I wanted it to be more like Bill Burr style.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to
like
be
his format on his podcast.
Just Joey talking alone, and maybe eventually have guests come in. But I didn't think I wanted to be in front of the camera.
Oh, you want to be behind the scenes because you come from the editing background.
Yeah, I've always been behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But I grew up loving watching stand up. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to be in that world.
In that world, just around it.
Yeah. I'll never forget this. When I moved to LA, my best friend from high school came out to visit me. I took him to the Comedy Store. I didn't even know Joey yet. And do you know Eleanor Kerrigan?
I know of her because my brother is a comedian.
Right.
And through Bobby, just him bringing me at the Comedy Store, she used to be a cocktail waitress.
Yeah, she was the head waitress. Yeah,
at the Comedy Store, and now she does comedy.
Yeah, oh yeah, she's
so that's, I mean, I could get more in depth, but I don't want to. Well, her and my brother didn't get along. Okay. Well, her and my brother didn't get along back in the day.
Well, I've heard your brother didn't get along with a few people. Well, maybe off and on.
No, it's okay. Yeah. Well, I don't want to. Man, is this man? Maybe we should we be talking about this?
It has nothing to do with Bobby.
No, because this is the thing. Because my brother, he's my older brother,
right?
And it's out of respect.
Oh, Bob's talking about all this on Tiger Bob.
Oh, he already has.
Well, I'll talk about
it. Okay, but the thing
I've known Bobby for years, and he was just on Joey's, and he forgot who I was.
Okay, but the thing is because according to him, she. Used to like kind of interrupt his sets or didn't think he was funny or something like
maybe
that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Either way, I was sitting not in the front
That's
row.
That's not even bad to say. Like,
no.
So
it's okay, ahead. Bobby. Yeah, don't get mad. We were sitting sort of in the front and she looked at me and I've always looked like this, but I was wearing a polo shirt and I was just real happy to be there. Mm-hmm. And she looked at me and she said, I look like a giant fourth grader. And now I know her and she's very nice to me, but I'll never forget that line. I'll never forget.
Yeah. I met her. She was nice to me when I met her. So, you know,
most comedians are nice when you meet them. Some of them, Even Bobby, even though he
was my brother, was he nice to you though?
He's and that's what surprised me because he had been on previously, and then at the store every time he would see me, he'd give me a hug, nice to see you. And then the last time he came on, I think it might have been a joke, but like an hour and a half in a 2-hour podcast, he looked at me, he's like, "Oh, you're Lee," like because Joe would keep saying Lee, and I'm like, "Yeah, we've met before." But
my brother's in his own world, man. You
he's
know,
hysterical.
Just, he's a video gamer, man.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if
I
he's
didn't
not
play video games.
Oh, dude, that's all he does. He does this. He's on this.
It's just crazy. Like that's why I've loved stand up, and I grew up seeing Bobby on Mad TV
It
was just cool to meet these people.
I was on a couple sketches.
Really?
I don't know if you remember the Tank sketches. I was
it's
the
been
guy.
So I've done a lot of.
I was Cornelius. I was Cornelius in the back of the trunk.
Okay.
With the Daewoo sketches.
Did they actually put you in the back of the trunk?
Yeah, I was actually in the back of the trunk, and then I would usually just have one line.
Okay.
And then that's it.
Did you get your SAG card?
Huh?
Some of the inspection sketches.
Yeah, I was in the scientist sketch, but I didn't have any lines.
The only one that I can like remember, and I don't know if Bobby was ever in this. It was the I don't forget his name, but he's the white guy, big guy, but he would pretend to be like a kid or something. What was his name? Do you remember that sketch? Like his mom would have to calm him down. Like he would do this little. No. Skinnier white guy. He would jump. Look what I can do.
Was it Ike? Him and Ike?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that's funny. Yeah, I didn't
don't
think
do marijuana, children. You forget. You forget everything you've seen.
So did you like? Because you mentioned you like being around comedy. When did you start thinking about doing comedy yourself?
I've only been doing it for like 7 months. Yeah. No, I've been with Joey for 7 years, and every once in a while, people be like, "When are you going to start comedy?" And I would always say, "Oh, I'm not."
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that kind of funny. And a few years ago, we had Andrew Dice Clay on the podcast. And
guy's a legend.
He's a legend. Yeah. But I've heard he can be a little bit...
Yeah, he used to call my brother Ching.
Yeah. He likes to mess with people.
He'd be like, "Hey, Ching, go get the ashtray for me, Ching."
No, but it's for Ching. Just wait, what's the... Cha-ching. It's for cha-ching, Steve.
Well, we heard that. Bobby told that story in our podcast where...
The ching?
Where Dice brought him to Vegas as good luck.
Yeah.
And then he had lost like 750 grand in 2 days. And
that's the story?
And Dice sent him home from Vegas in the middle of the night like, "You know, you're bad luck now. You gotta leave."
Oh, cha-ching.
I think so.
Is that what it's from?
Well, I think Dice was just lying to say that it wasn't racist, even though it was.
Because, I mean, I'd be in the back of the OR, like, watching his set. He'd be like, "Hey, Ching." He'd, like, just, you know, I'm like, "Oh, that's weird."
That's funny.
You know, just like, and
people,
his bit.
People
like,
don't really get mad at Dice, but when Dice got up and as he was leaving, he's like, "Hey, you should try stand-up." And
was Dice said that to you?
Yeah.
And wow.
I was like, "No, I don't think so." And then a couple years ago, Joey did a special for CISO, and we were doing open mics. And that's I would go once a week, and I would go. I went up like 4 or 5 times about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and then I never went up again. And then there's a place up in North Hollywood.
Yeah, where at?
North Hollywood. It's on Burbank and Colfax. It's called the Fourth Wall.
Okay,
it's in an old insurance office.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I didn't want, and not that I have a huge reputation, but I didn't want to go to like the Ha Ha or the Comedy Store and have people just laugh because, "Oh, he knows Joey."
Yeah.
So I didn't want to have
you
that.
You wanted to do it on your own. You kind of want to pave your own way. Yeah.
I wanted to see if I had any talent in
it. Yeah.
And that was right at the beginning of the year, end of last year.
Wow,
so
that's cool,
it's
man.
It's been 7 months.
Good
thanks
for you, man.
Thank you.
Keep it up. Keep on trucking, man.
It's so much fun.
Dude, you got quite a big following on your Insta.
Thank you, man. I don't know what happened, but
something kind of just went boom, right?
Like, I did get. You asked what happened with the outer space.
Yeah, the outer space video.
I did get a couple thousand followers from that one.
Which
was interesting.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun. Actually, I'm excited. I got my first. By the time this is out, mm-hmm. it'll already happen. But I'm hosting at the Brea Improv this week, so it's like
good for you, dude.
I'm really excited.
Oh, you're gonna have so much fun.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
So let's go back to your roots, man.
Okay, let's do it.
So you're from Boston,
right outside. Yeah, okay. People get upset if I say Boston and they're like the suburbs.
But you're outside of Boston.
Yeah, like 45 minutes.
Yeah. So what was it like there? I mean, like.
Boring.
Are you a single kid? Or?
No, I have a younger brother who mm-hmm. is, believe it or not, he is a personal trainer. He's actually Gary Vee's personal trainer and like nutritionist.
Okay,
travels with him around the world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's the only in shape person in my entire family.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just a. Looking back, if you're gonna raise kids somewhere, it's a great place to raise kids because there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
But I. Just worked at movie theaters, and it's not that popular now, but I had my dad and I would watch Bill Cosby himself on VHS.
Oh, the comedy special.
The special where he talks about going to the dentist and my lip was on the floor. And then we would do that too. We would laugh. We would die laughing.
God, that was a long time ago. Yeah. Wasn't that in the 70s or something, dude?
Maybe the 80s or something.
Yeah,
but
that was a long
I remember
time
buying
ago,
it at the mall on VHS from FYE.
Oh, so
you're
around the same age. Are you around your 30s?
I just turned 30 in July.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, how does he know VHS and all this?
Oh, yeah. I love. Oh, I miss it.
We've had some youngsters on here too, right? Oh, no,
and they don't know
some
VHS?
People. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm just guessing. Oh, the millennials don't know it.
That's so upsetting.
The millennials don't know that.
That's when I feel old. It's like, what do you mean? Like, I saw a video.
I grew up with Blockbusters, and
I miss Blockbuster.
You know, Running Red Dawn, or you know,
I used to get pissed because we had a local video store, mm-hmm. and my mom would take my brother and I. We'd each get one video.
Yeah,
and my brother he got Three Ninjas Kickback, like. When I was young, it felt like 4 years in a row. It might have been 6 months, once a week. Mm-hmm. But I would try to get a new video every time, try to expand my horizons. Every fucking week, Three Ninjas Kickback.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God damn
it. Is it the same thing? The same one?
Yeah. It's Three Ninjas. It's like three little kids pretending to be ninjas.
I like doing top threes, top fives. What are your top five movies from that? Just like from your childhood.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, the first one has to be in it. Mm-hmm. God, what else has to be in it? I'm trying to think. What? No, I hate that. I hate Three Ninjas.
It could be any genre. It doesn't have to be just comedy.
God, weed has fucked me up.
Just name two. Just one more. You just need one more, and then we'll go on to the next thing. We'll go back to Boston. Okay.
I love Jim Carrey. I mean, this is a little later. I guess I was in middle school or high school. But when Anchorman came out,
I don't think I saw that one.
No, you never saw that with Will Ferrell?
Oh, Anchorman.
Yeah.
The comedy Anchorman. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I remember that one.
That one killed me.
Yeah.
But
okay, you're safe.
That one, I remember those two.
You answered the question.
Thank God.
Yeah. So, okay,
I didn't know that was such a hard-hitting interview.
The thing is, so in Boston, did you have a rough life? You said you worked at a movie theater. And
no, I was very lucky. My parents moved into a rich town right before it became rich.
Yeah, you didn't play ice hockey or anything? Or?
No.
Boston Bruins, right?
Boston Bruins. I played freshman football, and they took my pads from me one day because a better kid lost his pads. I'm like, he's not going to play, so take his pads. Mm-hmm. I wrestled in high school, and I was good because...
Me too.
But I wasn't good. They just couldn't really pin me because I was squirmy. I lost all the time. I didn't make varsity, but I did okay.
Yeah.
I still miss that area, but no, and that's why I think in junior year I stopped. I just I gave up on sports. And I just went to. I started working at CVS. I did that for 2 years.
You worked at CVS?
Everyone works at CVS. I feel like.
Oh right.
My mom till this day misses my employee discount because you got like 20% off of regular stuff and 30% off of CVS stuff.
I go there
stuff.
All the time, dude.
Oh my God, I miss it.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of your past jobs.
Okay,
you're
let's
not
do
there
it.
Anymore. You're doing well. You're right, doing comedy, podcasting. So like I liked it because you know we both come from blue collar work. We've done the blue collar work stuff. So what are some of the jobs from the past that you you wanted to bring up? And I'll bring some jobs too.
It's a weird thing because I grew up in a very nice town, but I actually switched CVS's because like the people in the rich towns are assholes.
Why is that?
Like one time, I was 14 when I got the job. I was real excited. Mm-hmm. Some woman came up and said, and I said, how can I help you, ma'am? And she looked at me and she said, I'd rather you call me bitch than call me ma'am. And it, like they get angry. Like I was a server for a while.
A restaurant?
Legal Seafoods. I worked takeout and then I was a server.
Okay.
And the people who would come in with the American Express Black Card would never tip. And you have to spend $100,000 to get that card.
A year. I don't get that.
But the people who would come in who were not doing as well would always tip, were always nice.
That should be the other way around, shouldn't it?
You would think so, but maybe that's how they keep their money.
Yeah.
But I still miss those jobs. Yeah. It pisses people off because I talk about it and there's a lot of people who are still working minimum wage jobs. So the money's not great, but I still have some of my best friends. Like working at the movie theater was the best. You got to go see movies early.
Yeah.
You got to go. I saw Knocked Up in the fancy theater. They had a theater with like leather seats in the back.
Oh yeah, those are the best.
And that when the scene where they're giving birth and the head pops out.
Yeah.
Might have been the hardest I've ever laughed in my entire life. Because you spend all this time with these people and you connect because you hate the You hate the customers. You hate your boss.
Yeah, you get free popcorn or?
Free popcorn, oh, free soda, but no free candy. There was a guy named Goldberg.
Oh, my God. Oh. The guy, you know what I love at the theater? Okay, top three. Well, just top three movie candies.
Oh, that's I see that's that one. That one, I
know
still
you
eat.
Got that.
I still got that.
Okay, you got that. Let's get that. The movie candies.
I gotta go with peanut M&Ms. That's always all right, brother. Gotta do that.
You know, I ain't hating on that.
No, I like Reese's Pieces, but sometimes I prefer that peanut M&Ms. If peanut M&Ms are there,
those are the best. Peanut M&Ms are the best.
And then this kid wasn't even fat, but I remember going to the movies and I would always get one either candy or popcorn, and then my buddy would get a box of Crunch a Bunch and pour into his popcorn, and it blew my mind.
Yeah, that's
I was
the
like,
thing.
That's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, you sleeping on Goobers?
I am not sleeping on Goobers. They didn't have them. They didn't have them in my theater.
Explain to the viewers what Goobers are.
Goobers are the bougie peanut M&Ms. They're very
the
nice.
the raisin. The chocolate covered raisins.
No, those are raisinettes. Goobers are peanuts covered with chocolate.
Yes. Are you
what
sure?
Goobers, Steve? Let's hear your definition.
I thought goobers were the raisin.
Trust me.
Oh, raisinettes.
Yeah, trust me. I know.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know my kid. I might not remember movies I saw when I was a child. But
oh my God, Sour Patch Kids.
I like
that's
those.
Later.
I put regular red gummy vines. Bears. I'm a Twizzlers man. I'm sorry. I'm East Coast Twizzlers. I got mad at my ex. You can't do red vines taste like chemicals. What are you gonna do? Yeah. Twizzlers are healthy, pretty much.
I like Twizzlers. I like both. You like licorice, man?
No. Okay. I say I'm a I don't think I've had Twizzlers in like 15 years.
Yeah,
but
you're vouching for them.
More than red vines.
Yeah.
More than red vines.
Right. Man, some good memories. I remember back in the day at our local movie theater, there was always the arcade section.
That was the
best.
Like,
they would have, like, Shinobi and, like, Pole Position.
I like that one where you shot, but you could, like, duck, and it would Time Crisis, that one was fun.
Yeah.
Was that the one where you step on the pedal?
Yeah.
That one, there was one, maybe I was in the rich kid arcades, where like you were a police guy, I think in Japan or something, and you would actually duck and get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
That one was fun. The Jurassic Park one where you got in the car and you were shooting. Yeah. That one was fun.
When's the last time you went to Dave and Buster's?
Fucking like a year ago.
They have a Jurassic World virtual reality ride.
Really?
Dude, it's the best.
Oh, I love Dave and Buster's.
You put the VR thing on, and it's a thing that moves. Remember like how Star Tours was? Like
right.
How it like the room moves?
Right.
Well, the seat moves like this, but you actually feel like you're in the Jeep.
Oh, wow.
And the dinosaurs are literally behind you, in front of you.
I love that.
And then you feel like you're in that world.
It's
$5.
There's nothing better than an arcade.
Yeah.
I'll ask you this. Do you remember your childhood arcade? Mine was Fun and Games, and you walked in.
Oh, yeah. Yellow Brick Road at UTC Mall. Yellow Brick Road.
Mine had, when it opened, it was like you were walking into a spaceship. They had lights going off. They had laser tag. Oh.
Do you remember a game called Dragon's Lair?
I think so, but I can't.
Yeah.
Place it. Were you shooting a dragon?
No. It's like the ones the one game that cost 75 cents.
Okay, those are expensive.
It was like the expensive game, but it was like a movie, like where you would do it was like animation, like you would have to jump on these.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it would be like a movie, like you're playing out a movie.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like the Simpsons game.
Oh yeah.
They always had that at the movie theater. I love.
So these kids are spoiled now, basically. Yeah,
they're spoiled. I don't know. I mean, if I was a kid and I had this, my mom was a good mom, like trying to be a good mom. I got a PS1 when PS2 came out.
Oh,
for years
you're behind.
I there's nothing I wanted more than an N64.
So you still play games or what's the deal?
You know what? I have a PS4 and it's gathering dust. And when I moved out here, I bought an N64 on eBay, and then it didn't come with any instructions. I don't know what the controls are. I'm on Tony Hawk Pro Skater. I'm just going up and down the half pipe. I don't know what I'm doing.
I just thought of a great. Because I know you have your career set in stone. I mean, you're doing well. Would you at least be open to this idea?
Yes, I'm already in.
Get back on your PlayStation.
Okay.
And then just get on Twitch.
I need to
start
doing that.
And then just eat edibles while you're I'm telling you, your donations, you'd be a millionaire. I am telling you, you would be a millionaire. Right, Chris?
Yeah.
People would they would tune in just to see you like.
Is it easy to set that up?
All you need is this. That thing in your system. Just that thing. See that rectangle thing?
Okay.
Last time you did it, Steve.
All right, George, I'm gonna get back with it. We're talking.
The producer's busting
his balls. We're talking about Lee here. No, we're talking about.
It's really that easy, Steve.
No, but Lee.
Seems really difficult.
Lee's got the magic. He's got the magic thing going.
Like, when were you on? Like,
they don't want to see me get mad. They want to see Lee. They want to see Lee. Okay?
I'm not a good. See, here's the thing. I always
you don't have
liked,
to do anything.
Okay.
You just have to turn the machine on. That's it.
Okay.
I've got a new idea.
What?
Both of you, Steve, Lee, Saya. Boom. Perfect channel.
Are you good at gaming though? Because here's the thing.
It's a combo.
I'm below average.
I'm below way average. Below. I always have
I'm
to put it
average.
On like easy.
And I try and I practice and I still suck.
I've made it like halfway through every game that I own, and then there's one mission that I can't beat. And
yeah.
I get angry, and I'll look on YouTube and I'll go through the walkthroughs and I still can't do it. And I'm like, God damn it!
I'm gonna test your brain again.
Okay.
Top three video games of all time. It could be console or at the arcade.
Mortal Kombat has to be one of them.
All right, that was quick.
But I hated playing it with the girls because I would try to actually learn the moves.
Yeah.
And I would never press the buttons right, and girls would just smash it and they'd beat me.
Mm-hmm.
That one, fuck. Grand Theft Auto has to be in there.
Dude,
I love Grand Theft Auto. But
some,
I'm cheap, I'm Jewish, I never played online.
Dude, those are the best.
That one. And then, you know what? I'm going to have to throw the Simpsons one in there.
Okay,
I love playing the Simpsons
game. That wasn't
game.
Hard for you. You did three within under a minute, right? Wouldn't you say?
It's hard. Because I was trying with the movies. I was trying to think of what I rented
just
at the
actual
video store.
Just throw two
more in there. Let's see. Two more.
Just make it five.
See, I did
five.
Three so easily. Now
yeah,
the other two
three,
are not going to happen.
You made three easy.
You know what? In this one, I couldn't even play well.
Mm-hmm.
But when N64 was big and
oh,
they had Zelda.
Oh, you know
Zelda,
about the N64?
Oh, yeah. Because all my friends had it.
Yeah.
And I would go over and play. But my friend... He mm-hmm. didn't want me to ruin his save game, so he would just call the horse over.
Yeah.
And I'd ride the horse in Zelda and kill chickens, and that was a blast.
Did you say Zelda?
Yeah.
Dude.
And here's
dude,
how far back.
That was a great game.
Millennials, here's how far back I go.
Yeah.
Original Game Boy, Mario.
Okay.
My mom would have to set the timer on the kitchen stove because my brother and I would. Take turns because we love that game so much. The one without the backlight.
Yeah, yeah. Super Mario.
I don't remember which version of Mario.
Actual light for it, so you could see. I think.
Well, we didn't have that.
Yeah,
I did have for the PS1. I did have an attachable screen that went on the back, so on like road trips or something, we could play it.
Yeah,
That was fun.
Wow, man.
I liked wrestling. I never watched WWE.
But WrestleMania, you grew up during WrestleMania?
Maybe.
Was Hulk Hogan around?
No, I think that was a little bit before my time.
Yeah, before your time. Before your time. That's what I meant.
I loved all those things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a dork. I wasn't good at sports. So I stayed inside all the time.
Were you a collector at all? Like, did you collect toys or baseball cards?
I had baseball cards for a minute, but like nothing. I would put them into the sheets in a binder, but I never had a good card. I don't think.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe I did. But the one thing I kind of collected is DVDs. Like, I would go to Best Buy every fucking week and buy like three or four DVDs.
I was like that too.
I have hundreds of them at home.
How big's your collection? Like, could it fill the wall?
See, I was a fuck. I was trying to be real organized.
Yeah.
And at one time, I bought like a DJ's book, and I alphabetized all of my DVDs. But I had all these boxes, and I was a stupid dumb teenager, and I threw my boxes away because I was like, I had this binder now, and now I wish I had the boxes again.
Wow.
So,
man.
I don't know. It's probably close to 1,000. I don't buy them anymore, but I also don't. I don't want to rebuy them digitally.
Yeah.
So at some point, when I hit it big time, I'm gonna get like a 500 DVD changer.
You're on your way, dude.
And just put it in. That's what I want.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to send me, that's what I really want.
Go ahead, put it out in the universe, man.
I want a big, like a 500, maybe even Blu-ray now because I have a lot of Blu-rays.
Okay, so if they want it, because you never know, someone might want to donate. You know,
or if you want to sponsor, don't donate.
How do they sponsor you? If someone wants to sponsor Lee Syatt, how do they go about doing that?
Hit me up on Instagram or Twitter, Lee Syatt, LeeSyatt. Thank you very much.
No, I want to just put that out there.
You learned a lot from the Israelis.
You know, I'm just
trying. You're a good salesman.
No, I'm just trying.
I appreciate it. How do they sponsor you?
We've had not a lot, but they usually reach out to us, and we'll start with maybe one or two commercials that we do. And depending on how well that does, then they'll
contact. They all do great.
And they all do fantastic. They
and
always
the
come
back.
All the
products are amazing.
And they all come back to us. But yeah, it's You have nothing to lose to ask.
No.
This episode might even have one in it. We'll see, you know. That's yeah.
They'll know and before
so,
we do.
And then I also want to put this out. So my idea about Lee's Twitch, like a comment below to and tell me if you'll tune in to watch Lee high on edibles.
Do you have
Dude,
to,
you'd be a millionaire. I'm telling you, you would make so much dough.
I have to do it now. Huh? I've thought about it for a while.
You gotta do it, bro.
Steve, you're just copying exactly what I told you before we started rolling.
That's what all talent does.
Man, you jerk.
We take the producers and tech's advice, and then we pretend it's our own.
I don't remember you saying. I don't know.
Right through,
no,
Steve.
No. I just that came from back here. That came from back here.
In like a week, George is gonna email me. Steve fired me. Steve fired me because he was tired of me complaining about him taking all my ideas.
Yeah. So let's get back to your career, man. So you're doing well now. You're doing open mics. Are you working on other? Are you writing anything, or are you? Do you plan on doing like other stuff, like acting and stuff like that, or?
My good buddy Troy Conrad, if you're in the LA area and need some pictures, hit him up.
Mm-hmm.
We took headshots, and I don't want to be like an actual actor.
Yeah.
I'd like to be like a commercial. Oh, I still.
Okay.
This is the only good thing about being heavy. You just put it in your stomach pocket. But I don't really know what to do. Like, I just need to actually get an agent. Mm-hmm. What I'm actually in, I'll come back hopefully when I get it and promote it. I'm working on a website right now for podcasters as like part education, part social networking for podcasters.
Can we be involved with it too?
I would love, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Lee.
Mm-hmm. See, we just made a connection. Mm-hmm. This is how easy Hollywood is, guys. Just move out here.
Yeah. We'd love to get involved with that. Yeah.
And I mean, we've been doing the podcast for a long time and it's
paying off.
It's paying off, but it's also hard to know really, like, whenever you try to, like, that's what is going on with me with Twitch. Mm-hmm. I would do a couple searches, and there's, like, 8,000 different things.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
One guy says, get this camera, you need this setup,
mm-hmm.
and you get a little overwhelmed, and you just don't do it.
Yeah.
So that's why I've been doing consulting for a few years, but kind of like a one-on-one thing, and the website's going to be a little bit on a bigger scale, hopefully.
Okay, yeah.
We'll get people to come in, like, sort of help each other, and and we'll see, hopefully.
Do you get a lot of opportunities through your social media since, like, I mean, especially now since, like, that viral video that's out there of you?
Right.
Like, do people, like, hit you up about that?
About the video?
Yeah, just about the video, or like, hey, can you do this? Or
occasionally, I mean, I went up to a couple years ago, I went up to Toronto. Have you heard of, there's a weed room up there. I'm blanking on the name. The woman who runs it is very nice. Her name is Puff Mama. But in Toronto, you can smoke. Not everywhere, but there's certain rooms where you can smoke.
Right, it's very liberal, yeah.
So I did that.
Mm-hmm.
I've got, you know what, I never thought I would be anything in front of the camera.
Yeah.
So whenever anyone comes up and says hi to me or sends me an email,
yeah,
it's just nice. I mean, I haven't really, like we were saying earlier, has your life changed? I don't really go on the road with Joey that often. Occasionally, I've gone to Austin a few times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But my life has pretty much stayed the same. And I'm an introvert. I like this comedy thing has kind of taken me out of my shell a little
bit. It's good though, right?
And it is really good. But my instincts are to stay home and Twitch, drink a lot of Diet Coke and not do anything. Like that's who I was, and so like I'm now.
You could do both.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to do now.
You know, you could Twitch just not every night, just
right.
Maybe make it once a week, and it's like, oh my god, this is
and that's a big thing.
And
right.
It's a big thing. They're waiting all week for you to get on. You know,
right? Just I'm gonna blame you when Joey yells at me for being on Twitch.
Dude, it's gonna only help you.
Oh, hopefully, yeah. That would be really cool.
Yeah, is he nice? Does he treat you nice?
Yeah, Joe. I mean, yeah. Joey. I don't know if it's an older brother dad sort of situation.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys know Joey, he can be very opinionated
about
certain things.
I don't know him that
things.
Well. I know who he is.
No, but you just know of like the blue cheese, not ranch. He's very opinionated, but we went out for my birthday. He's I don't think I would have stuck around for 7 years if he was a jerk. So
He's a good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun hanging out with
him.
What
I'm really. I don't know you that well, but the vibe I'm getting is there's something about you that's non-threatening.
I hope so. I don't. I wish I could threaten somebody.
No,
but
you know what I mean. And that brings people in. That,
right.
You know, because you don't have like the wall up or anything.
I try not to.
You know what I mean? So
I mean, we live in a very weird town.
Yeah.
And It's people are I don't know, they
opportunistic.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And if they don't feel like they can do something, like Bob, even though Bobby forgot who I was, he's always very nice when he sees me. Mm-hmm. There's some people who come in to do a podcast and they look at the tech or they look at the producer and they kind of like, hey, nice to see you, but they kind of turn their back.
Yeah.
And they don't really care. It's not that they're being mean, but they just don't really care about you. Like, nothing, you're not going to do anything for me.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's nice when you meet people who, like, we just had Henry Rollins on the podcast. Couldn't have been nicer to me.
You had Henry Rollins?
Yeah,
he was Black Flag, dude.
Couldn't be nicer. He was the nicest. We talked to him because I haven't really traveled.
Damn.
And my ultimate travel.
Well, you reached out to him? Do you think he might want to come on here? Man, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of his.
Let me tell you something.
When I was in, I ditched wrestling practice to go to Cypress Hill, Beastie Boys, and the Rollins Band.
Oh, cool.
And I have this memory of him, like, I try to get the side back, like, glimpse in, you know, how they're warming up to get before they go on stage.
Right, yeah.
And I just remember him, like, doing push-ups and, like... Like getting,
oh really?
I remember. Like I saw through this crack, it was in San Diego, the amphitheater, amphitheater there, and I was like, oh my god, this guy's like, it was like seeing like the Incredible Hulk getting ready to go to battle
real
or something.
Big, he has tattoos.
Yeah, I saw this. There's a sun. Does he have a sun tattoo?
He didn't take his shirt off when I saw him.
I could have sworn I saw it like a tattoo of a sun like on his back.
I wouldn't doubt
it. But this is in the 90s,
right?
But ever since that moment, and I'm like, oh, this guy is gnarly. But before that, because my brother had Black Flag albums, you know, in his collection,
that's how I think I got into it's not that I don't like music.
Yeah.
But I never really connected with it the way that a lot of people. I connected more with comedy.
Yeah.
So I know Henry more from his acting, his writing, and then where I really found him was on Ari Shaffir's podcast.
Oh, he's cool with Ari?
Oh, yeah. They did a travel one. And I talked to Henry about going to Japan. Like, I haven't really traveled other than Israel. I really want to go to Japan.
He's big in traveling.
Oh, that's all he does. Yeah, he goes everywhere.
He's been
in every continent.
Yeah.
He's been, like, over 100 countries.
He's a nice guy, huh? He seems like
super
a real
nice.
Knowledgeable, like... And he comes from the blue collar. He comes from, like, he's got, like, blue collar roots and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think he said, like, his parents were really hardworking, so I don't know how... but he had a lot of minimum wage jobs as a kid.
Yeah, he worked at Häagen-Dazs before Black Flag.
Right, yeah,
if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's where he got his
biggest. And he had to make a vital decision, like, am I going to scoop ice cream or I have this opportunity.
I think he made the right choice.
Yeah, to join this band and everything.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, do you know the story?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember it after
you. So you reached out to Henry Rollins about getting on Tiger Belly?
There were talks of it.
Okay, let me
ask
you something.
He's also on the road for like years at a time.
Right, because he does speaking seminars.
He said he goes for like 14 months without coming home sometimes.
Ask him if if Henry's a better fit for Tiger Belly or the Stevie Weeby Show.
Hey, George, what do you think, Tiger, what do you think Henry Rollins is a better fit for?
Current thinking, given what I know, probably the Stevie Weeby Show.
There you go. He's my man. He's my man. I love this guy.
Yeah, George knows what he's doing.
Wow, that's a big deal, dude.
It was great.
Because he's been on Rogan, dude.
He's been on Rogan. He's been all over the world.
Yeah, wow. So what other guests you guys get on there?
We've had Gabriel Iglesias. That was really cool.
That guy's a legend.
Yeah, we've had Joe Rogan a couple times. That was fun.
Jeez.
We've had a lot of people.
Yeah.
We had a Patriots player once, and I'm from the East Coast. I'm from Boston, so really cool for me.
That was cool for you, yeah?
Yeah, we've had a lot of... I've been very lucky to meet some really cool people.
Who are some of your favorite guests on there?
Theo has to be one of them. Theo Vaughn's great.
That guy's just on point, huh?
And like I said, RIP, but Ralphie May was probably one of the coolest.
Rest in peace.
Kate Quigley's always... It's fun when you get people who just like to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's because a lot of times you go into a podcast and it's.
Yeah, are you having fun here, dude?
Of course.
This is nothing, right?
I don't go places without AC unless I'm having fun.
And popcorn and.
This is the best.
Putting the candy in the popcorn and.
Oh, I love it. Do they still make Bunch of Crunch?
Yeah, they do. Yes, I know that.
Okay.
Yes, and they sell. Okay, so if you want to get a good deal on a Bunch of Crunch,
yes.
Go to Target.
Okay.
Because Target, their candy aisle, you could get like red vines for a dollar. You can get peanut butter M&Ms for a dollar. Just a dollar flat.
What if I just threw the mic down and left?
You'll have time. I might go to either Sprouts tonight or Target. So okay. Yeah, because I want to get a fan.
How do you eat so much
here.
Candy and stay so skinny?
I don't. I fast on Sundays.
Okay.
And I drink. This is my downfall. This is my main downfall because I love sodas.
Right.
I love ginger beer and I love root beer. Oh. And I love fruit soda.
Okay, let me ask you this. Yeah, what's go your ahead. Favorite? What are your top two favorite brands of root beer?
Ooh. Wait, ginger beer or root beer?
Root beer.
Oh, okay. That's a good question. Henry Weinhardt.
Oh, you that's went deep. I don't even know. Oh, I've never even heard of that. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Okay.
I could go. You want me to go Mugs or A&W or what do you want?
See, personally, I always loved IBC as a kid because it looked like
I
a beer
like
bottle.
I like IBC too. I like IBC. IBC and was I great. Love their cream soda.
See, I don't like cream soda. You that's know what that's I do? Where I draw the line.
You don't know the trick?
Yes.
So you go to Ralph's.
Okay.
Because at this Ralph's, I'm not going to say where we are, but people already know. Don't. Some people know. A four pack of either root beer or cream soda is like $2.99, right? $3. What I do is when the attendant's not looking or the employees, I take two out of the cream soda
right.
and I swap them out.
So you get a variety pack? I have the best of both.
Yeah, okay. So I have two root beers and two cream sodas. Yeah.
So I can blame you when I get my four pack of regular and there's two cream sodas. I'm like, God damn it.
That's me.
I like that and Barks, but I try not to drink regular. And I know in the comments, diet soda is even worse for you, but I didn't know that 10 years ago. I thought I was being healthier.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. I mean, dude, how tasty was this?
Is this kind of healthy?
You want another
one?
No, I still
have like half left. Hey, this is like cane sugar, so this is healthier, right? Than like regular
it's
Coke?
Basically, okay, this is the thing, and I can't fool myself. This is not that much different. The only thing that's different is this is clear. They don't have the coloring in here. It's basically the same. And it says, it says right here, made with real cane sugar, caffeine-free, gluten-free. I don't even know what gluten has to do with soda, but they say all this stuff to make it seem healthy.
Yeah.
But it sounds healthier, but it's really not healthy.
Okay. Here, God damn it.
Yeah, but it tastes great, doesn't it?
It does. You know what I got? Come on.
Yeah. Give this man another
Hansen's.
One.
You want, come on, Hansen's.
More in there.
Sponsor the Stevie Weeby Show.
So, Hansen's. So, as far as the way you guys get your sponsors, like,
yes,
so
sir.
Can we talk about some of the past sponsors you guys have had on your podcast?
Yeah, I mean, sure. We started 6 years ago, and it was at the beginning of sponsoring. So, everyone had Hulu Plus.
Yeah.
Everyone
had
Dollar Shave Club, it seemed like.
What's Dollar Shave Club?
It's a monthly. Yeah, it's a snow
cone. I like
snow cones. I love snow cones. Oh, I would love to have a snow cone
right now.
But it's a monthly razor plan.
Okay.
We had a bidet once. That was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Have you used a bidet?
No.
You need to.
What does that do?
You just screw it into the back of your toilet. And there's a hot water one, but I have a cold water
does
one, and
squirt
I still
up your
use
butthole?
It. And it doesn't go in, but I just turn it right to the highest it goes, and it's like a water
on
gun.
Heat, on heat?
No, I have the cold one.
Oh, you have the cold.
Joey took the heat one.
Oh, so you don't have to wipe your butt?
No, you still got to wipe, but otherwise it's dripping a little
bit.
Yeah,
okay.
But the cold one in the morning, oh, it's the best.
I love that because when I use these.
Oh, yeah, you got to have baby wipes.
Yeah, I don't. When I poo, when I take a poo.
We're ruining our plumbing, but it's.
When I poo, I don't use toilet paper. I use baby wipes.
I still use toilet paper a little bit, but I need to get back on my baby wipes.
This gets all the poo out.
The bidet gets all the poop
out.
So
tell me, so how do we get that installed? How does one get one installed?
Dude, I can't hang a shelf, but I installed that. It was.
Can I get it at Target?
No, the one we had, and they don't sponsor us anymore, but get back. See, I'm still promoting.
Yeah.
HelloTushy.com.
Go ahead. Go.
So you go buy it at HelloTushy.com. I think it's like $60.
Mm-hmm.
Church,
you guys
it
got one of
be.
These, but how do you say a bidet?
Yeah, bidet, yeah.
How do you get a, you got a bidet?
No, I don't.
You got a bidet?
You guys need to get them.
One now that I've heard that.
Yeah.
George, you are the skinny, you like, I feel like you don't really need it, because I feel like you don't really blow shit up that much.
Who, him or me?
Both of you, guys are both healthy.
Oh, my poos are gnarly. Gnarly, dude.
Really?
I got all kinds
Prove
of things
it.
Going
Let's
on.
See you right now. Let's take the camera into the bathroom.
I will. If I get your contact, I will take a picture of my next one and I'll send it right to your through your text.
See, that's it. I don't want to see
there's
it.
There's different corns in there.
Oh, I love when there's corn in there.
Yeah.
as much as I don't want to see it, I kind of do, because there's been really great ones. Mm-hmm. I love when they're long and they're in one piece, but I can't send it to anyone.
Yeah.
And even like I kind of want a buddy I could send it to. So maybe if you get one, yeah, send it to me, and I'll send you. I'll start taking pictures of them.
I'm just guessing yours are just gnarly, dude. Well,
dude,
I'm talking. Yours probably
say something nice, and then that.
No. I'm just saying because you're so confident in the way you're talking about your poo. You're like, yeah, and then you're like kind of holding back. I'm like, the vibe I got is like, oh, you've had gnarly ones.
Listen to this.
That
when I used to eat
up the. Before the bidet.
Oh, well, I'll tell. Okay, I'm gonna tell you one, and then I'll tell you about a clog.
Yeah.
When I used to take,
I told you.
When I used to take the 15 or 12 stars.
Yeah.
They're all gummies, and I would eat the edibles. The next morning, I would take shits that smelled like weed, and there'd be chunks of the edible because you ate like a fucking stack of edibles. I've had green poo before.
You've had green?
I had green poo. I didn't like it.
Fluorescent green?
No, not fluorescent. More like a deep, like that, like your lamp, like a deep autumn green.
Dang.
But recently, I've
you ever had purple? Purple?
No.
You will after this.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it wasn't colored, though.
I know it's not colored, but mine was purple.
Did you eat a lot of beets or something?
I think it's from the Hansons. I think it's from the Hansons.
Oh. Yeah. But I've been single for about 7 months.
Yeah,
and
can we just put this out in the universe?
Yes,
ladies, stop wasting your time and get with the real.
Come on, let's do
Holler at Lee. What's your Instagram again?
LeeSyatt.
If you're in LA, man,
I'm good at cuddling.
My dick is
very average. It's not gonna hurt you.
This guy's a nice dude. DM him.
Please.
Yeah,
I would
dude.
Love it.
Hey, come on, man.
I would love a
you
DM.
Never, yeah.
But I've been seeing a girl, not even like seriously. If she watches this, she'll be very upset. But I went to her house.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
we can't say her name?
Her first name is Amanda.
Okay.
But Amanda. I took a shit.
At her place?
At her place. But she's younger. She's not super young. She's like 26.
Mm.
But she's still at the age where she doesn't want to bother the landlord.
Mm-hmm.
And so her fucking toilet, the plunger, when the flusher isn't attached to the thing inside, and I didn't know this, I took a shit, and I hit the thing, and it wasn't going.
Flush.
And I was like,
did you start panicking?
Yeah, because it had been 6 months since I got laid. I was finally getting laid again. And I was like, come on, man, this isn't happening. And I
would have opened up the lid. Oh, you did?
I opened up the lid and I was like, oh, and I just
pulled
it. You
attached the chain back to the thing?
It's broken. I did a little bit. I think it fell off again.
Ooh, what'd you do?
I might have to. I just pulled the lever.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
Yeah.
But
did you refill the tank with like water?
No.
It
still refilled itself.
Oh,
thank
my God.
But
you dodged a bullet.
Whew, that was,
oh,
it was,
my, yeah.
It was scary.
So that's not the one that clogged, though, right?
That's my version of a clog. I must have clogged. So nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's ever overflowed. Like I haven't. What is that movie? Was that with Ben Stiller? Where it overflowed with Along Came Polly.
Oh, okay.
I haven't had one of those situations. Thank goodness.
Dumb and Dumber, yeah. Both got,
oh, that's thankfully no one's ever, and don't give Joey any ideas, but no one's ever given me any laxatives and made me fucking clog a toilet. Thank God.
Man, so you've had some monster poos then.
I love them.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't it make it revives you, doesn't it, a little bit? Because you like unload all that.
But there's a difference between when they're soft and when they're hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they're hard and they're long and they're all in one piece.
Like the swirls?
The swirls are nice, but I like the logs almost, like where it's like a missile.
Oh, yeah, those are healthy.
Yeah, you just feel like you accomplished something.
Oh, yeah. Does it hurt coming out your butt?
I've had those, but when they're good, I like when they just come out with like no wipe needed almost.
Oh, yeah, just
where it's just
clean.
Perfect. But yeah, I have.
It just cuts off perfectly.
I have had the pointy ones that hurt. Those are no fun.
Have you had the ones that are painful? Like if you ate maybe some habanero, like some hot sauce or something?
You
or?
Know what? I dated
like
a Mexican
stinger,
girl.
Like the stingers.
I'm not a huge spicy person, but even with spicy, I never had the spicy butthole.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very lucky.
Yeah. You
have
never
you?
Had like. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Korean food, dude. Come on.
And what, the kimchi gets
kimchi
you?
Kimchi gets you? Oh, yeah, that messes your stomach
up. I love kimchi.
Right, George? Kimchi stew?
Totally
kimchi chica? Yeah. Is this the first time you talk poo this extensively on a podcast? Because I'm thinking, I'm worried now. I'm like,
I haven't been on your mom's house yet. Like, so
the last 20 minutes is just on poo.
Edit this down to like 5 minutes of poo.
It's like
just the highlights
we're
of poo.
Talking about poo.
I love how this clip is probably like you're gonna clip this section out.
No, and there's
this
no clipping. There's no editing. There's no editing.
No. This is not just editing. Straight. I'm just saying like on YouTube you'll put up. You're just gonna do like a five minute section on poo.
Yeah.
And it'll be next to Lee Side in Outer Space. So I'm definitely not gonna get hired anywhere. It's like Lee talking about poo and Lee being fucked up.
How we doing on time, man?
Lee Side's top 10 poo.
Yeah. Can we do a thing like in the future?
Yes, sir.
Not top 10 poos. That's hard. But maybe top 5 poos.
You know what? I'm gonna have to start taking notes.
No. Just take your phone and just take pictures.
I'll start taking pictures,
dude. That would hit.
I don't have them that memorized. There's a couple that I can think of, but I don't really have. It's just like I remember them fondly. Like when I have like a real good one that just comes out.
We could promote your Twitch that way. Each week will be a different poo.
And like how you come in and play the piano.
And then you won't even have your face. It'll just have your poo. It'll say Lee Syed is streaming tonight on Twitch
with
at 9 p.m.
kimchi and dumplings.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you're gonna get rich, dude.
You're in
you
for 5%. If this poo thing goes viral, you're in for 5%.
And it will be mega viral.
I love it.
Yeah. So is there any? Hey, why don't you guys ask him some questions I didn't ask? We're talking about poo for 30 minutes.
All of this now. This is great.
What the poo talk?
Yeah.
Hey man, you're doing. I'm happy for you, man. Because you know what? You were actually a victim.
A victim of what?
Well, because you didn't know you were getting dosed that hard. You know.
That was only the okay. So when he would change, that was only at the very beginning where he would take, and by the very beginning, like the first 2 years, he would like tell me it was like 100 milligrams and it was like 300 milligrams. I have this guy who's very nice, but every time I see him, I saw him last night. He's like, "You should sue Joey." I'm like,
your boy. Yeah, you don't
what am
do
I gonna? I had a good time. Mm-hmm. The vast majority, other than Lisa, and that's the thing. Lisa in outer space was still fun,
and it helped you.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, it did. Because
that'd be real funny if I look back
Joe
in 20
Rogan,
years.
The little blast and stuff, dude, that blasted your social, man.
Yeah, thank God.
Come on, Joey's your boy.
Oh yeah, I would never sue him.
Yeah,
that would be
that
crazy.
That is, you like your brother.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, Joe.
He's kind of like the big brother you never had.
Yeah, pretty much.
Come on, right?
Yeah.
God, I would
love
to have
Joey. I'm not going
to
sue you.
You think Joey would ever come on here one day?
Might have to be a little bit cooler in here, but yeah.
Oh, right. Because he sweats too, right?
He's skinnier now, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it in the winter. We'll plan it for...
Yeah, do it in the winter. Yeah. So, hey, man, how are we doing on time?
Good, right?
Is it we're an hour?
Yeah, over an hour.
We're over an hour. Dude. You're in the clear. But just because we want to do some shout outs, and I want to shout out. Can we start shouting out your guys' podcast? How do they check it out?
Absolutely. It's called The Church of What's Happening Now with Joey Diaz. We're on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, YouTube, Vimeo, everywhere you want to watch and listen. Mm-hmm. And we do it twice a week. Mm-hmm. And by the time, I don't know who's going to be on next week, but I'm sure it'll be great guests. But we have over 600 episodes for you
over
to watch.
600?
Yeah, we've been doing it for 6 years.
Ooh. Yeah, two with Bobby Lee
At least two with Bobby Lee.
How's my brother, man?
Hysterical.
He was funny, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Keep
with Theo.
A few with Theo, a few with Kay Quigley. Those are always fun.
Yeah.
The one that people really like to watch is the one where we took mushrooms with Theo, who was like 383 or something. And
on the podcast?
Oh, yeah. The fun thing with Theo is he left our podcast and went down to the Hollywood Improv and did like a 30-minute set on mushrooms. And he put that on YouTube, and it's called like Theo's Magic Set.
Yeah,
I've seen it
on YouTube.
That's right after our podcast.
Wow, so he really was on shrooms.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't go really crazy. Like I've hallucinated a little bit, but like I haven't gone into other worlds. Like your face will change a little bit, and like colors will start shifting, but nothing that crazy.
Yeah. How does one perform on hallucinogenics?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? That boggles my mind.
Luckily,
dude.
Joey can handle it. I still have to make sure it's recording and. I do the best I can.
Going back to that concert, that monumental concert when I saw Rollins Band, Cypress Hill, and the Beastie Boys. Rest in peace, MCA. It was just his birthday. But I remember they were on stage and they're like, "Don't mind us, we're on shrooms."
Wow.
So, and then that's when the first time it entered my mind that these guys are could perform on mushrooms.
Well, I, for music, that must be tough because you have to memorize things.
Legend.
I try not to do comedy on when I'm high, mm-hmm. but the first time, or the second time, I guess I did the Comedy Store, but the first time I did the Belly Room, I was real nervous. I was walking in with my buddy Eric, mm-hmm. and I see Joey, and he just hands...
Eric Griffin?
No, Eric Roach. Eric Griffin's been on, but Eric Roach is my buddy. Right. We walk in, Joey gives me 10 mints, which is probably about 200 milligrams. Mm-hmm. Tells me, because I thought I was hosting, he's like, you're not going on first anymore. Dave Chappelle's doing 30 minutes in front of you. And what? He gives me edibles. I'm starting to get high. I get real nervous. I'm sweating. And of course, Dave Chappelle's not there. But Joey,
he was messing with you?
Yeah, he just wanted to get my blood pressure going. I'm like, I thought I was going to bomb. I already thought I was going to bomb. And like, just the biggest comedian ever is going to do 30 in front of you. And of course, he wasn't there. I'm glad you think it's fine. I kind of wanted to see Joey that night. I was like, motherfucker.
But oh, my God. That's so funny.
It can go well or it can go terribly.
That's pretty funny, dude.
It was looking Lord. Back, it's funny.
Yeah. How scared were you?
Terrified. Because he's the best comedian in the world, one of them. And he's going to do 30. And then the crowd's going to be like, and welcome to stage Lee Sy. And they're like, who? Like that, and then there's no way my 7 month jokes are gonna work.
He was probably dying like outside. Oh, he's laughing.
He thinks it's hysterical. He loves to torture me.
Yeah,
he'll
yeah.
call me.
He messes with you all the time.
He calls me at 6 in the morning. We went through like a year where he would call me every day at 6 in the morning. Now it's like once a week he'll call me at 6 in the morning.
To mess with you.
And just say, Jews don't sleep, cocksucker. Jews are up counting 20s. And then like it's like 8. Whenever I have like family or when I had a girlfriend,
yeah.
they'd be like, why is he calling you 18 times a day? What is he talking about? We're like, not much. Like, we talk for like 30 seconds at a time. But he's like, Jews don't sleep. We're going to make money today. Gotta get out there and grab, like, whatever he says on Twitter, he'll, like, try it out on me first or something, yeah, but...
That's great,
it's
man.
Fun, it's fun.
Man, I'm happy for you, man.
Thank
you. Because, you know, you need people like that in your life, even though it seems like it's not mean-hearted. He's just he's just messing with you.
No,
but it's
I don't
like
think so.
I mean, your life has basically kind of opened up through all this.
Oh, my life...
These affiliations or
if
whatnot.
If I hadn't met Joey, I probably would have edited for a few years and then been back in Boston.
Wow, so he helped you a lot.
Yeah, my life completely changed.
Yeah, I got a couple people not in my life that has helped me like in that sense too, you know.
How long have you been in LA?
God, since 2001.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I did, but I, you know, I didn't. I was working jobs like you.
Okay.
Like I worked at Coffee Bean.
Oh,
I worked
shit.
At Jamba Juice.
That must have been hard.
I worked at Amoeba. I worked at Rockin'. I worked at the sushi place near the Comedy Store. The
really?
Volcano Sushi.
Is it good?
No, it was a horrible job. Horrible.
Why?
It was a horrible. Well, the sushi chef and I didn't get along.
Oh.
He would like the way he talked to me. Was,
chefs can be tough.
He would be like, "Hey, yeah, you go, hey, you know, like go to that." You know, I'm like, "Dude, you can't talk to me like that, bro. We're not in Korea, dude." Yeah, and then even the lady, the manager woman, I forgot her name, but like I used to smoke cigarettes.
Right.
She wouldn't let me smoke cigarettes out front. She would like make me walk way out the at the. You know what I mean? I guess.
So wait, do Japanese people and Koreans not like each other?
No, he was Korean too.
He was Korean too?
And I'm Korean.
And because I knew you were Korean.
I'm Korean, he's Korean, but he's from Korea.
And he made sushi?
Well, he was a sushi chef.
Oh, okay.
But the thing about it is Koreans who are from Korea, they look down on like American Koreans if they can't, well, just Koreans in general if they can't speak well, good Korean. And my Korean's horrible.
Well, could he speak English?
It was hard to understand them all.
Yeah, you'd be like, you guys should have worked as a team to help each other out.
Yeah, that ended up not working out. Yeah, but you know,
fuck
I could go
guy.
On and on. So anyway, yeah, I've been through different
right.
stages and stuff. And
well, this show's huge, man.
It's not huge. I just have fun doing it, and I like having, you know, different, like having a variety of different guests, and you're one of them, so.
Well, it's been an honor and a pleasure.
Yeah, man. We'll do a part two, and then after you do your Twitch thing.
Yeah, after I do the Twitch, and when I get the website going, I'd love to come back and promote that.
Can we start plugging your social media and your Facebook and everything?
Sure.
Your website?
Facebook, there's my family on there, so I tend not to use that at all.
Okay.
Twitter and Instagram, there's not too many Lee Syatts out there, so I'm just mm-hmm. LeeSyatt.
Mm-hmm.
I made my website myself, so that's kind of shitty. LeeSyatt.com, but that's why I'm trying to build this one right now. So next time I come on, I'll have something exciting to tell you guys.
Okay, and then Facebook, you said?
Yeah, my name is Lee Side on there. I'll add you, but don't write some crazy shit on my wall, please.
And then can you maybe plug the show in Brea that's coming up? Because people might want to come out and see you.
It's gonna air, I think, after you guys. This is going to air after the show.
Damn.
But that's great. We had a great time in Brea. It was sold out.
Where could they see you? Okay, how about this? Because you hit mics, right?
I hit mics every day.
Where could they see you perform on one of your mics?
I'm at the Fourth Wall a lot. The Sycamore Tavern in Hollywood is great.
It's right up the street, dude.
Yeah. Last night I went to a great one in Woodland Hills called the Write-Off Room.
You don't go to Marty's?
You know what? I haven't been to Marty's. Okay. That's one of the ones I haven't. Hollywood, I live in the Valley.
Okay. It's, like, yeah. You're more at Flappers?
You know what? I haven't done Flappers, but only because it's like a 3-minute audition.
I don't do comedy anymore, but I just know because I used to do open mics.
Oh, you should do it again. Come up to the Fourth Wall.
Oh, man. I'll tell you the story next time. I bombed opening for my brother in Tempe at the Tempe Improv. And I worked at the Tempe Improv, too.
You did it once, Steve, and that's it?
But it's tough when you go in front of a real crowd.
Dude, I bombed. I mean, it was crickets, dude. It was packed.
That's hard to get. I didn't bomb
the
crickets.
The MC had to save me.
Oh, really?
The MC had to save me. He went, hey, okay, get off stage.
Oh, no.
I had a bloody nose. And I'll tell you about it after.
Bled?
Yeah, I nose bled before I went on stage. Oh, I had a bloody nose.
I thought your nose bled on stage.
No, but I literally had to, like, stuff it with a tissue, like napkin.
Oh, well, that's a big room, dude.
That's a bit. Have you been there?
Yeah, not to do comedy, but Joey was doing comedy.
And how ironic is this? I used to be a food runner because I went to Arizona State.
Oh.
I used to work there at the Tempe Improv.
Were there still employees there that you knew?
Oh, God, I hope not. Oh, my God, I hope not.
I do that, too. I knock on wood all the time.
I hope not, brother. Okay, so I just got to do a couple shout-outs here. Yeah, we'd like you back on, man.
I would love to be on.
I'm working on a new music album called Collage of the Mirage.
Oh, cool.
And that'll be available at stevieweebybandcamp.com. Become a patron so, we all could start, doing our thing. If you want... I have you in mind too, George, since we talked about it. The more patrons we get, we could, we'll talk after. But
they need to buy more Hanson soda.
If you join our Patreon, you get access to guests like Lee before anyone knows Lee's going to be on here. You'll get drawings, digital posters. You'll get rare songs that are only for Patreon.
How much does it cost? Like nothing, right?
You can pay $1 a month.
$1 a month.
You can pay $5 a month. You can pay $10 a month. Yeah. So you literally, So, if you want to be a patron, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. The Instagram for the show is at QUANGOU. Make sure to go to IlaniFay.com to get that bunny hat. I don't have any next week we'll be back with Lil Ray. Okay.
Lil Ray, oh, cool.
Yeah. You want to play some piano?
You can play. I'll watch. I don't know how to play piano.
I think that's even better.
Okay.
Yeah, so just get on there and then. Okay. Yeah, yeah, just
oh, you go want
on,
me to.
Yeah, I want you to just.
You want me to play us
off?
You
just have fun. Okay. Have fun, and then we'll end it like that.
I used to know how to play the Rugrats theme song, but that was years ago.
That'd be perfect.
I'm just going to hit some.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.